Well, apparently I'm not the only one who noticed that Zelensky, the no longer the president of Ukraine, by the way, because his term expired. But I'm not the only one who noticed that he pronounces the word peace as piss, and that he's been announcing his World Piss Summit and encouraging the leaders, and they must bring the piss to the World Piss Summit. We'll bring the real piss. And because Larry Johnson over at Sonar 21, he also did a story on that very thing, talking about the World Piss Summit. Look, and the only reason I would even mock this is because Zelensky himself is a clown. It's a total joke. It's all theater. The video where he even announced that was obviously a CIA production with music, and it was all scripted, and they had a special jig camera and a carefully chosen rubble background, and they had Zelensky with just wearing the right, just the right clothing that he could be a president, but he might be in battle at any moment, and you're not sure. Maybe he's a little bit of both. The whole thing's scripted. It's all theater. So when he says World Peace Summit, I have to mock that. And there's so much worth mocking out of the U.S. military right now, by the way. Did you know that the $350 million floating pier that's supposed to be used to deliver emergency food supplies to Gaza? Yeah, the pier detached during a storm and floated onto the beach. So it no longer connects to a ship in the ocean. It's kind of useless. And they're going to have to dismantle it and rebuild it from scratch. Oh, another $320 million. What a joke, man. The U.S. can't even build a pier now? I mean, that's crazy. They can't build a pier. Haven't they ever heard of, the science journals, they have peer review. How come they didn't use peer review to build the piers? I'm kidding. But we have the most expensive military in the world by far. No country spends as much on their military as the U.S. does on our own military. And yet, can't even do basic things like build a pier that works for more than 2 weeks. Or just have a fighter jet take off without crashing into a hillside on a perfectly clear, non-cloudy, non-windy, bright, sunny day with unlimited visibility. Can't even take off without crashing. It's a joke. And 90% of U.S. smart weapons are disabled by Russia's GPS jamming. It's like, wow, 90%? Really? So what good are all these technology systems and all this GPS guidance if it can just be jammed? You know, I think the Storm Shadow cruise missile made by the British, I think it can function without GPS because it does terrain mapping, navigation, like waypoints based on terrain features. And of course, in its own onboard computer, it's got a map of the terrain of where it's going. And so it's able to navigate that way, even if it loses GPS signals. That makes a lot more sense. But most of the weapons out of the US have no such features. They rely in a lazy way, they rely on GPS, and if GPS doesn't work, they're useless. It turns out the U.S. military is really great at manufacturing all kinds of systems that do not function. They're very expensive, they're very high-tech, they have all kinds of features on the brochure, you know. It's really impressive. Wow, it does that too? Except in the real world, it doesn't work. It's like the slogan of the U.S. military should be, "We build your dream weapons," because that's the only place they work, is in your dreams. And by the way, what happened over the years was that men, you know, tough, capable, resilient, determined men were replaced by technology. And as the technology became more advanced, the men got lazier, and in the military, they got fatter. Like lazy, fat desk jockeys pushing buttons instead of men out there in the fields or the trenches or the forests actually doing the fight, you know? And it's probably going to get worse as we have more AI robots taking over and more advanced drone warfare and all that. But bottom line is, with some exceptions, you know, special forces are typically in very, very good shape. You know, you don't make it through Bud's training without being a very physically fit individual, that's for sure. But increasingly, many people in the military are out of shape, borderline obese, living on junk food, you know, incapable of carrying out the basic physical tasks that should be necessary in any military. And besides, if they run into a problem, the answer to everything in the military now is just, well, bomb it, you know? Oh, we have a problem delivering supplies to Rafah. Oh, just bomb it. Then don't worry. There's the problem solved. No more people need supplies. Just bomb Rafah. Oh, really? That's your solution? Or it goes like, sir, these 18-wheeler, you know, army trucks, they're having trouble shifting gears. We don't know why the gear shifters aren't working very well. What would you like us to do, sir? Set them on fire. What? You set them on fire, and then they'll send us new ones. It's true. You just destroy the equipment? The military contractors make more money, they ship out new ones, and then your gear shifter problem is solved. You got to understand that as long as you and I have been alive, most of the people listening here are Americans, we have lived in a country that its basic political and economic system is rooted in destroying things and then printing money to rebuild things. That's it. It's like they go into a country, they bomb that country into oblivion, and then they offer to loan money to that country. Oh, we can rebuild all the stuff we blew up. All you got to do is sign over all your resources, minerals, rare earths, whatever it is, as collateral, of course, and then we'll loan you the money that you need to rebuild all the stuff that we bombed. And this is the model of economic colonialism that has been pushed by the West for decades. John Perkins, the economic hitman, he wrote about this in great detail. He was hired, I think he worked for the CIA at one point, although I'm not sure that's official, but his job was to run around the world and threaten leaders and to tell them, look, you know, you're going to give us all your resources, or we're going to either assassinate you, have a revolution, bomb your country, whatever the case may be. And if they didn't capitulate, then the U.S. would just carry out all those acts of violence against them. And, of course, the military was the force backing all this up. And for many decades, the U.S. military was really feared in the world. It was the dominant military force that was competent, that had the best technology, and even back in the 1990s, even had arguably the world's best soldiers. That's ancient history now. The Houthi rebels are carrying out a naval blockade, and they don't even have a navy. They're blocking ships in the Red Sea and harassing ships, sinking a couple of ships, I think, at this point. The U.S. Navy can't do jack about it. The U.S. Navy has gone woke. And so it's not the most capable leaders that are put into the highest positions. It's the most woke leaders who are typically the worst qualified, the least qualified to do anything. And this is also happening across other branches of the military, to the point where our military is just a little tiny pale shadow of what it used to be. And the rest of the world is figuring this out. That's really key to recognize in this. You notice that Iran is no longer afraid of Israel, even though Israel is backed by the U.S. military. Iran has actually established now missile dominance over the region, demonstrating that it can hit Israel anytime it wants, any place it wants, and that Israel's Iron Dome, which is largely made up of U.S. anti-air defense missile systems, the Iron Dome doesn't stop the incoming missiles. Oh, it stops the incoming drones, yeah, the dumb rockets, the low-tech, low-end rockets that Iran just wants to get out of its inventory. So, like, yeah, shoot it to the west, you know? But for the high-tech stuff, nah, the Iron Dome doesn't stop any of that. So these are some interesting times, for sure. For our military, for the world, for the United States of America, things are changing dramatically. and the world is now figuring out that the U.S. military is not something to be feared as it once was. It's still a potentially formidable force to a very small country, but even Yemen is taking a stand against the U.S. military and holding its own, and countries like Russia can defeat. They are defeating the U.S. military in Ukraine, and Russia is not afraid of the U.S. military. Neither is China, nor even Iran, for that matter. So times have changed. The balance of power is shifting dramatically. Be prepared for the fallout. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the Elderberry Echinacea Tincture Combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there, back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now, for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.